What is a language learning audit? When do you need one? Why do you need one? We're going to talk about that today. Before we get started, I have a little invitation for you, and that is to join my Language Sparks email club. You can do so here and here in the description below. This is where I will be sharing with you your free language learning audit over the next few days. Sign up, you'll get the audit sent straight to your inbox. It's broken down super, super simply. You'll be given the three kind of core things to really think about so that by the end of this week, you'll be like, oh, on a new plane of existence with your language learning. First up then, what is a language learning audit? We all go through moments in language learning where we feel stuck, where we're just not sure if we're doing it right. That right there, that is when a language learning audit comes in super, super handy. This is something that you can do at regular intervals or when things kind of feel a bit clogged up and you need a little shake up to freshen things up. It's really a chance to pause, reflect on what you've been doing, think about going forward, any changes that you want to make, and then make those changes so that you can be working still in the right direction that you want to be going. And if we think about a comparison here of like clearing out your wardrobe, it might be that right now you just need to go through one drawer. It's your underwear drawer or your sports drawer or your t-shirt drawer that's got in a complete mess. That's the bit you need to take out, rejig, put back together in a much nicer order. Or it could be that everything just feels really overwhelming and messy and you need to take out your entire wardrobe, tip it onto the bed in a huge pile and go through everything piece by piece. So there's sort of levels of how deep you can take a language audit. It's really up to you and what's needed and what matters in any given moment, any given scenario. So there's no rules in that regard. There's flexibility there. And regardless of what kind of level of audit you want or need right now, in the email series, I will be sharing with you, the three core things that are really going to help, whether it's something super simple or a full-on spring clean of your language learning. And that is really what this is. It is a refresh, it is a pause, and it is a chance to make things the best that they can be. Because if we just keep going and plodding on and carrying on without doing this, we run the risk of going down the wrong path or not really doing things as productively as we could be. And if we want to speak quicker and easier, then that's why this is such an essential part of the whole language learning process. Which leads us nicely onto why to do a language learning audit. So you probably love learning languages, right? It's a hobby for you that you really enjoy, but that, you know, despite your best intentions, you never quite have as much time to do as you would like. If that's the case, there's something misaligned, we need a language learning audit. Because this will really help to keep your motivation high, to rekindle that joy and that play with language learning, to make it fun again, so that you can be becoming the best multilingual version of yourself without it feeling like it's taking over your life. And you probably haven't done this yet for maybe a couple of reasons. For one, no one's probably said that you should. That's the first thing. Second, it may be that you're kind of plodding along with the textbook or with the course that doesn't quite fit because you love that feeling of finishing something. So you want to just finish. So even if it's not a great fit, you just want to feel that feeling of finished, right? So you keep going regardless. Whereas if you actually pull back, you know, and allow yourself that space to do the audit, you realize that you don't need to finish. You realize that even though no one said that you should, now is a good time for you to start to consider this and to start bringing this into your language learning at regular intervals. Because if you don't do this, the risk is that you become bored, you become frustrated, you become really like unsatisfied with your progress, and then you fall out of love with languages, which, you know, isn't what we want, because what you want is to become fluent in multiple languages. And if you're not loving language learning, that isn't going to happen. So really, this is all about making sure that you stay in love with language. How do you know when you need a language learning audit then? You can do a language learning audit at any time, but it works best when there is some kind of nagging feeling, when you are feeling a bit stressed, frustrated, or overwhelmed, or all of those things that just aren't really very productive atmospheres for keeping going with something and actually making it a success. For some examples then, if things aren't going as you'd hoped, if you've plateaued, if you've hit a bit of a dead end, those are all good moments when you might want to do a language audit. But even when things are going well, a language learning audit can really act as a great preventative measure, right? And that's where making this a regular part of what you do comes in really handy. And we do this in Language Life. We have monthly reviews, right? Every single month you submit, you have a chance to review what you've done for that month, how things went, what you enjoyed, what you didn't enjoy, what you still want to work on, what's been bugging you this month, all of that stuff. And then I share with you my personal feedback on that. So you have this guidance to help you figure out, to help you audit everything every single month. So the final thing then to think about is, how will a language learning audit make me fluent faster? It's very, very simple. When you are spending time on stuff that aligns with your goals, you become fluent faster. That is it. And like I say, it's really easy if you don't do this, if you just keep going because you want to finish the book, because no one has said that you should pause to think about what you're doing, because this is a whole course and you want to finish, like all of those reasons. When you just keep going kind of endlessly without pausing to think about what you're actually doing, that is when you go off course. And it's much harder to then course correct than it is if you are constantly taking a peek at the map. And it is far too easy to get distracted, to lose track of where we were and what we wanted to do with the language. And if we leave things there, then we're risking our language skills stopping where they are, becoming stale and gradually kind of fading away. And that is why this works. That is why this makes you fluent faster, because you have these chances to realign. It's just something we should all be doing. So then, if you want to know how to do this, that is what I'll be sharing with you when you join my email list, Language Sparks. You can join here or here, the link in the description below. And when you join the Language Sparks email club, you will get over the first few days the language learning audit, so that you can do this for yourself. This doesn't need to be something with lots of like heavy input or lots of like, you know, push everything to one side so that you can do this. This is something that will fit in really simply over the next few days. And then you can have this fresh start. And then this can be something as well that you incorporate regularly into your own routine, so that you're always on that right track. All right, that is it from me this week. I will speak to you very soon. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you very much. Bye.